Okay, today's daf is Tmura daf Yutes, as we continue with Perek Elu Kachim, and we are on Yud Chesam Abeis. This Perek is about, if you recall, all the halachas of products of karbanos. What is the halacha of a vlad, of all the different kinds of animals, the tmura of different kinds of animals. That's why this is here, because there's comparisons between tmuros and vlados. The Perek started off talking about Elu Kachim Shevladosenu Tmurasen Chayosu Behen. So we spoke about Shlamim, that was first. What is the halacha? Then we had a machlokas about that in the second Mishnah. And then we spoke about Vlad Todu Tmasa. Todu is the closest carbon to Shlamim. That's why it talks about it second. And we went into the fact that the Vlad and the Tmur of a Toda have the same halachas of Toda, but without the loaves, without the 40 loaves, that's excluded. But besides that, they have the same halachas. Let's go back to that for a minute before we continue with Ola, where we are up to. The Gemara says, right in the middle of Yud Chesam Abeis, the Gemara said that if you lost your Toda and you bring another one instead, and then you find the first one, or you designate another one instead, then you have both of them standing in front of you, give whichever one you want. Whichever one you want. So Tamalomar, so Toda Yakriv. So we learned that you can do whichever one you want, and the other one will be brought without the Lachamim. That Gemara is used in the context of a very interesting machlokes achronim between the Shvus Yaakov and the Chacham Svi. Shvus Yaakov, 1700s, Rabbi Yaakov Reischer discusses, we discussed this in the past various times, Echad Shadako Lahavik Ner Chanukah B'Shemen Zayis. Somebody who usually uses oil on Shemen Zayis, on Ner Chanukah. Umadlik b'chol pam b'shoshetich l'regel min hashuk. And he always lights at the right time, the l'chadchilo time. Ukshepav ha'alik v'lo matzah Shemen Zayis b'beis. So one time, they ran out of oil, and the stores weren't open anymore. V'hizchil l'hachin atzmo im nerishol shava. Okay, what can I do? So he prepared wax candles. V'tachav osan b'makam aroy lahem. And ready, put them in the menorah. He put them in. U'betoch kach. And after he already set up the menorah, the Chanukiah, now he gets oil. What do you do? Do you switch? Oh, name a hole, the idchi. What do you say? No, once you started preparing, it's like bizayin to these wax candles. You're going to do the mitzvah with them. I mean, lahav, that's not the same thing, but like, if you take out a Sefer Torah, you got to lay for the Sefer Torah, be Zion Sefer Torah. So here you don't have that, but maybe once you start, what if you had started lighting the first two candles? And then you got oil. Would you make a difference then? So tshuva nirlani has daiti, tekivan shekvar hischil lahachin, haneiros shel shava, yigmar hamitzvah. Says the Shvus Yaakov, you started setting it up, that's it, you continue. And he brings a riot from the first parak of Maseches Yuma, and that he says, you know, Gedola Mizu Matzinu, Tafilu Dvar Rishus Ein Mafsikin. Even for a Dvar Rishus, you're not Mafsik, like the Mishnah says at the beginning of Shabbos. Lo Yeshev Adam Avrei Asapur Samach LeMincha. You shouldn't do all these activities before Mincha. And if you did, Vim Ischilu Ein Mafsikin. Why? Kivot Shehid Hischil Lo Mitrachino Leila Hafsik. Avagabdika Chibu Vagdume Mitzvah. Even though you should do the Mitzvah quickly, Afilu Achi Ein Mafsikin. He quotes Gabi Lula, but he quotes a couple of other raises. That's the Shvus Yaakov Shita. You start doing a mitzvah, even if you started doing the hachanas for the mitzvah, then once would not be mafsik. That is the Shvus Yaakov. And the Chacham Svi cannot believe that. Chacham Svi, Tzvin Mem Hei, quotes, Chacham Svi is quoted this time of year. Why is the Chacham Svi quoted this time of year? Because, what's the most famous Gemara quoted these weeks? Rabbi Shachal Rab Zera. Rabbi killed Rab Zera at the Purim Suda, and he brought him back to life. So they connect that Gemara with the Gemara Masechah Sanhedrin, where one of the Amorim, I think it was Rava or Rabbi, created a golem from Sefer Hayitzira. And I came to Abaya, I think it was, and Abaya starts talking to him, and he doesn't answer. He says, this is a man, Shuvla Afrach. And he got rid of him. So the Chacham Tzvi uses these Gemaras in a tshuva where he talks about, could you use a man for a minion that was created by Sefer Hayitzira? Let him use that. So he brings a riot from that Gemara in Sanhedrin. If Abai just killed him, it shows that he's not a person. So you're not allowed to use it. But anyway, that's the most discussed Chacham Tzvi, I think, in this week of the year. But we'll discuss a different one. Simin Mem Hei. She'ela Kadosh Malasok Sim Kshayla. B'mabik Neiru Shal Shaiva B'kosel Kedila Hadlikan Limbis V'Ner Chanukah. And while you're asuk in it, you get Shemen Zayis. So he says, I saw the Nitfas Mechadash, I saw the Shvus Yaakov, which just came out, and I'm sorry, but I must disagree. Tshuva lo tzadik b'psak zeh, ki harayo shehevi eina machrios, daito v'svaras ozos, and the writer that he brings from Yuma, I don't like, and he says, v'eina litama, shayav levi dvarav, kan hischil b'mitzvah, I think you might argue, even if you started the mitzvah already, but if you didn't start the mitzvah, for sure here, where you just started the hachanas, the ode, and then he says, minayin lo lomar sheze yoser mitzvah, tahayinu lacha, he brings a raya from a current mincha, in Mesechas Yuma. And who says it's a mitzvah to be mahadir acha mincha acheres tahora sheinim zumenes after tamei biyado tamei tahora if tumah hutra v'tzibur, do you have to stop in the middle? So who says once you have a heter to do, you have a heter to do it? So who says there is more mahudar? And then he says, I'll give you another example. And he quotes our Gemara. He says, after all, you have two carbon todas. He says, Hakishneim kravim ela shehaechad karev ze pesach vechaechad sheni karev shlamim vechaechad karev toda vize. He says, I'm sorry, that's another gemara that we're going to get to. Here's the gemara that he quotes. He quotes the gemara Tmura Yudches Mabeis. Right, it says Kuf Yudches Mabeis, but that's impossible. So the Kuf must be a misprint, because if there were 118 blot in Tamura, we'd be on here for a while. So he quotes our Gemara about the two todas, and he says, the kivan the mistama tanya, umatina lameme lekuleyama, hariza nachon, viab de iker toda tuuna lechem, velo mosara, umosra vade garua mimena, even though the carbon toda is only one of them, the iker is the one that needs lechem and not the mosar, im kalze yodeba rab yosi sharishus biodala hakriv ezesha yirtse latoda, kivashaf mosara kreva. You're being makrib both of them, so you should have to bring the iker toda, the one with the lechem. Even though you might say whichever one you bring first is going to be the iker and having the lechem. Okay. V'yodani omer, sha'afim ashniya muvcheres, ein sorach lakriva l'iker toda, kivashaf mosar karifu. If they're both karav, even if one might be muhudar, it doesn't mean they have to stop in the middle. So that's what. Maybe you do have to stop if it's equal, you don't have to stop, but if it's mahudar. Anyways, he continues and discusses our Gemara in that context. There's an interesting machlokas that I wanted to mention. Okay, let's continue. So we're back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that the third carbon discussed in this parak, we have the discussion of shlamim, we have the discussion of toda, and then we read the Mishnah yesterday, we have the discussion of ola. So if somebody has a tmura of an ola, Mamer and ola, or the vlad of a tmur of an ola. You can't have the vlad of an ola because an ola is male. But you could be mamir an ola onto a female, and then you could have a vlad. Vlad tmuras ola. So all of those, they're all considered like olas, and to an aheshev, and ituach, v'chalaishim, they have all the halachas of an ola. What the Mishnah does not say, and what Josh asked yesterday, and what the Sfas Emes wonders about, is that the Gemara does not mention what is the halacha of the tmuras ola itself. What is the halacha of this female who you are meimer? All the other ones, gentlemen, okay, the ola and the baby male that came out of the tmuras ola. But what's the halacha of the you can't be makir of the nekeva as an ola. Never have such a thing. You have ola sa'of, but you never have that. So he says, v'tmura atzmo ha'nekeva lo nizbar b'mishna madina. Doesn't say what the halacha is. V'lech'ora haya efshar lomar t'ikasher lakriva shlamim. You bring it as a shlamim. Why? Kivan techzivu smuraso yekodesh nehi de neyachol lios kedushas habehema shehemira ba mikol makom tiela karbon haraui. You go down to the one that's roy, right? Ola can't be chatos, can't be. It's not connected to a chait. Right? What else do you have? Right? Toda. You bring a toda for an event. Okay? Can't be. Okay. You can say it's a type of shlamim. Shlamim. Zaka nekeva. Boom. Fits in. Mincha doesn't fit. So how many animals does it? What does it fit into? You have to be makar of it. So, says the Sfas Emes, if you do the process of elimination, shlamim is the one that it could fit into, and we have no proof that you're not makriv of this carbon. It would be very unusual to say you're makriv of this female as a carbon ola. Very, very, that we'd never find that anywhere. Therefore, he suggests, even though it's not written anywhere, that you bring it as a shlamim. Ubazeh hayim yushav lashana gemara, kepashta, the gemara we're going to get to soon, de imanamik kreva. The Gemara is going to say the mother is also karpirish tiyakapanim kreva. We're going to get to that line in a minute. But the he shlamim mikamakam kiva tikdushas hakrava haviyala lo nitcha avlad v'zu kasher avlad la'ola. Very interesting. So it'll be the source carbon is an ola, the mid carbon is a shlamim, and the vlad is an ola. So, and that would say, if that's true, then the vlad is going by grandma. and not by the mother. Right, it's going by the original. So it's a very interesting discussion. He says, if you look at the Rambam says, Nekevas Temura, Ola Vitira. It just, you have to wait. That's the other choice you could have. That don't take it seriously, even though it doesn't say. So it's not Karav. You have to wait until it gets a mum, and then you bring the money, buy a mail, and you give it as an Ola. But that's a very fascinating suggestion of the Sfas Emes. Okay, we are up to the Gemara. But remember, Parsha Shir is tonight. Parsha Shir is tonight, early version of a Kisisa and Purim. Hopefully we'll get to some Purim parts as well. Says the Gemara Mishnah, Reisha Delo Pligi, Mishnah Seva De Pligi. We had in our Mishnah two cases. We have the case of Tumura and Vlad V'chulu, the outgrowths of an Ola, part one, and then part two of the Mishnah, where if somebody is Mafrish a Nekeva for an Ola, someone designates a Nekeva for an Ola, and then that Nekeva has a baby boy, has a offspring male, so it's not halacha. So the Tanakhama says it has to wait till it gets a mum, and then you redeem it and you bring the money with the money in Ola, because after all, if its mother was tainted, and you can't bring the animal itself because the mother was an Olas Nekeva, which is a problem. And your brother says no. Your brother says bring it as an Ola. Bring the baby, your mafrish, a nekeva, as an ola, and that nekeva has a vlad, who's a zachar. Just bring that animal as an ola. So, maishta, reisha de lo pligi, maishta seva de pligi, why? In the reisha, does he not argue? In the reisha, everybody agrees that it is hari hu ka'ola, and in the seifa, there is, right, Rashi explains, by vlad tumuras ola. There's no machlokes. Everybody agrees. There be a call. Harei yushalav having kalil ishim. Everybody agrees. And in the seifa, the rabbanan argue. Right, what's the difference? Once the rabbanan say one step removed can be hukrav, so why don't they say that in the seifa also? Two answers. Amar Rav Rechana b'machlokes shnuyah v'Rabbi Eliezer. He first, the answer is that they do argue in both cases. Only in the second case do you have the formulation of the machlokas. But they didn't argue in the Reisha about Vlad Tumuras Ola also cannot be Hokrav. And if you say that, maybe this Vasemis falls away. Maybe because if the Vlad is not Hokrav, then the mother doesn't either. Verava Amar, Afilat Emer Rabbanan. Rabbi would say, no, the Rabbanan would agree there's a difference between case one and case two. Adkan lo pligi alei de Rabbi Lazar. When did they argue on Rabbi Eliezer Shita? When did they say that you cannot bring the animal itself, elagabi mafresh tekeva la'ola, in that second case, to ime lo kreva? Because the mother is not being hukrav in that case. It's a female that was an ola, so that's for sure not hukrav. Aval tumura, but in the first case of vlad tumuras ola, de ime nami kreva, where its mother is also hukrav. What does that mean? So according to the Sfas Emes, it's perfect. The mother is hukrav. It's a shlomim, but the mother is hukrav. But Rashi here says, no, mother here means source carbon. Maybe implicitly that's arguing on the Sfas Emes. Rashi's source carbon means the original Ola. Just like in the Seifa, the original source, there's only one other source carbon, there's only one mother. So in that case of a Nekeva that was so fresh, La'ola, you're not Makrevit. So therefore, the child comes from a Kedusha Dechuya, and therefore, the Rabbanan say, in that case, you can't be Makrevit. But in the Reisha, in the Vlad Tmuras Ola case, one of the ancestors is being Hukrav. According to the Sfas Emes, it's the immediate ancestor, the mother. And according to the Rashi, it's the source, the Ola, that the original one that you were mafresh. So there, you have a source carbon that's being Hukrav, so Afilu Rabbana Moda. Then he would agree here that you can't be makrevit. The Briska Rav says, the Gemara is really saying that you could only be makrev a carbon if its original Hakdasha had Hakdasha's Hakrava inherent in it. But if it didn't have Hakdasha's Hakrava, so then one wouldn't be able to be Makriv the Vlad. Good, says the Gemara. Umi Amar Rebbe Eliezer, Yikrav Ola, Hu Atzmo. Does Rebbe Eliezer really say this, that you'd be Makriv? What did he say? Remember Rebbe Eliezer Shita in the Seifa, that if you have Mafrish in a Keva as an Ola, you could give the baby male, the Vlad Zachar, straight as an Ola. Does he really say that for a Minu? But we learn later on, Tumura, the next Mishnah, one of the next Mishnahs, Tumuras, Asham, Vlad, right on Chafim Abbas, tomorrow's Daf, Bez Hashem, Tumuras, Asham, Vlad, Tumura, Vladan, Vlade, Vladan, Atzav, Kala Olam, all the cases of Asham, Tmu Rav Lad. So remember, those are the parallel cases to the Hei Chatos Mesos. The Chatos, they would die. The Ashamos, the Mastalacha Moshe B'Sinai, Yiru Ashi Yistavu, V'Yimacher, V'Yiplu Dama V'Nadava. By all the cases of Asham, also, it once is disconnected from its owner. So we say it can no longer exist, so it has to get a wait till it gets a mum, and you bring with the money in Ola. That's the Tanakama. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Yamusu. Let's say, no, they have to die. We're going to have that. We're going to talk about that more about Hashem tomorrow. Rabbi Lazar, in a few places in Shas, compares Asham and Chatos. His Misora is that the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai was only, not only about Chatos Mesos, but Ashamos Mesos. That's Rabbi Eliezer Shita, first off in Zvachim, and here as well. We'll get to. Rabbi Elazar Omer Yavi B'demehen Ola. Rabbi Lazar says, you bring with their Damim in Ola. You bring with their Damim. So the Gemara says, B'damim in Hu Atzvolo. So it sounds like you can't bring it itself as a carbon. So why over here by Mafrish Nekeva La'ola, you could bring the baby directly. And over there, you have a Vlad Tamuras Asham, or again, one of the ones that are not exactly the carbon, and you can't bring that directly. You can't bring that exactly. So the Gemara has three answers. Again, the stira in Rabbi Elazar, one case, he allows you to bring the actual animal, by the case of Mafrish Nekeva La'ola, and there's a baby boy born, male, and the case of Vlad Tzmuras Asham, he does not allow the actual animal to be born. So, Asham versus Ola, does that make a difference? Let's see, three answers. Number one, Amar Rav Chista, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbanan Ka'amar Lahu. First, the answer is that, no, forget it, there's no difference between the two. And the Rabbi Elazar is just talking, L'divrei d'Rabbanan. At least agree to me in the following, as follows. L'didi, Sfirali, Dafiu, Vlad, Nami, Kreva, Ola. I agree in both cases you can bring that as an Ola. The Vlad is also carved as an Ola. In the case of Asham, right? You can bring the Vlad, Tzmuras, Asham, you can bring that directly. L'ditchu, Da'amritu, according to you, that holds of Lididi on the side. Lididchu Damritu Lo Karva Ola. But according to you, it says you're not makar of it as an Ola itself. Odili Mias du Mosaros Lenidvas Yachid Asli. At least agree to me that when you get the money, it could go for a Nidvas Yachid. Which I say you can be makar of it actually. But at least agree to me that when you get the money, you could bring it as you could give it to a private person and bring it as an Ola for a carbon yachid, which is parallel to what I am saying. The Amrilay, no, Mosaros Lanidva Sibra Azli. And they say, no, Mosaros, the extra leftover monies from an Asham, and go to Ola. Go to Ola Sibur only. Okay, that is one answer. How do you answer the Sira and Rabbi Elazar? Really, there's no Sira. He would agree in both places that you could give the animal itself. It's just that there he's talking Lididhu Durabanan. Answer number one. Answer number two, Rava Amar. Ad kan lo kamer Rabbi Eliezer. You're so it's about Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar. Either way, let's assume Rabbi Elazar. Ad kan lo kamer Rabbi Elazar. Because Rabbi Eliezer was the one that said Yamusu. Rabbi Elazar says, "Hu atzmo yikrav ola el b'mafresh nekevela ola." Only in our case. So now we're getting into a lumdus answer. Our case of makfresh nekevela ola, and that ola has a baby boy. There we say you can give the actual animal. Why? Dikashem ola al imo. Because even though the mother's a female, the world of ola is related to females, right? Ola's ha'of. So it's not totally mufka and totally problematic. And therefore, there could be at least a little trickle down to the baby, and the baby could get the status of an ola and can be hukrav itself. Avogabe Tmuras Vlad, or Vlad Tmuras Asham, it should be, Rashi's Gersa. Avog Vlad Tmuras Asham, but in that case, Leka Shem Ola Al Imo, where there is no ola on the mother. You have a, right, the Vlad Tmuras Asham, right, the Tamura of the Asham, right, there is no, it comes from a total, Hufka from an Ola. So, Modi Rebbe Lezer, Dibidamav in, Hu Atzmolo Karav. So, therefore, he, says that there would be a difference because of the mothers, because of the source carbon, that would be a difference. Because if the mother has a Shaychus to the carbon that you want to bring it for, then fine, you can bring it for that carbon. But if the mother has no Shaychus, then we say there was a break and you can't bring it for that carbon. Period. Esve Abai, is that really true? V'chibai Rebbe Eliezer, Shem Ola Al Imo. Does a Rebbe Eliezer really require, when he says, you bring a carbon and as, Actually, if the mother had a problem, you bring the carbon itself, you don't have to wait till it gets a mum, the child carbon. Does he really say that you have to, the mother has to have a shaychus? V'chibay Reb Elazar shem ola alimo, v'atanya hamafrish nekeva lepischo. So we alluded to this yesterday. If another transition and a carbon that has that switches and segues into other carbonas, shlamim and pesach, have a special affinity. So here we go. Hamafresh nekeva lepischo. If hamafresh nekeva for my carbon pesach, which is also wrong, all carbonas pesach are males. So same kind of thing. Hamafresh nekeva lepischo. What's the halacha? Yirashi yistayiv v'timacher v'yavi b'dameh pesach. You have to wait till it gets a mum, let it graze, and sell it, and get with a damim. Buy other carbonous Pesach. Yolda, what if this Nekeva had a baby boy? So then, Yira Achi Yistai, V'yimachar V'yafi B'dama Pesach. There too, this Tanakama says that you have to bring it with a Damim. Just like, let's say, in our Mishnah, by the Vlad of the Nekeva. That was so fresh for an Ola. You gotta wait and bring the Lona with Ola with his Damim. So here too, you have to wait till it gets a Mum, V'yimachar V'yafi B'dama Pesach. Nishtaira achar ha-Pesach. What if it was left over after Pesach? So then Tirachi Yisrael Yavi B'dameh ha-Shlamim. Because after Pesach, a carbon Pesach turns into a carbon Shlamim. Yalda, if it had a baby, after Tirachi Yisrael Yavi Machar Yavi B'dameh Shlamim. Same thing, if it had a baby before, then you take the money and buy Pesach. If it had a baby after, take the money and buy Shlamim. Rabbi Lazar Omer, who atzmo yikar b'shlamim. Lazar says, no, it itself could be brought as a shlamim. What's the question? V'yahacha, deleka shem shlamim alimo. The mother doesn't have a shlamim. The mother, when you were makdish the mother before Pesach, it was pure Pesach. It was carbon Pesach. So it didn't have a shlamim inside of it. V'yama Rabbi Eliezer, or Rabbi Lazar yikrav shlamim. And here it says you could bring the animal. Didn't we just say that according to Rabbi Lazar, if you want to bring the actual animal, the offspring, as a carbon, the mother has to have some shaychus to the carbon. So here the mother's a Pesach and the kids are shlamim. And the answer is no, of course not. We know this halacha. Amar le Rava, achra Pesach kamrit, shiny achra Pesach, to most of Pesach kufi karev shlamim. The mother does have a shaychus. Mother does have a shaychus to the, it naturally transitions into a pes, into a shlamim. And therefore, if it's a beautifully to our suggestion, our idea. Two more lines. I hachi niflog nami bereisha. So why doesn't Rebbe Elazar then argue in the reisha as well? If the reason of Rebbe Elazar is that there's shem shlamim alimo, even in the reisha, if it has a baby before Pesach, let Rebbe Elazar say, hu atzmo yikrav? Right? Because before Pesach also. If you shechted a Pesach l'shem shlamim, it would also be kasher. Right? Pesach b'shayim mos hashana. Before Pesach is also a shlamim. B'diavad, it will be kosher. So amar lei inachinami upalik. You're right. He would argue there too. Period. Adkan, second answer for the stira in Rebbe Elazar. Before we continue, let's just go back to a sugya that we discussed back in Zvachim and elsewhere. And that is, when, what did we just say, Pesach is transitions into a shlamim after Pesach. And before Pesach, if you shekel shev shlamim is also kosher. At what point does it become Pesach? So beforehand there's a shlamim, after there's a Pesach. So definitely, Erev Pesach after Chatzos, it becomes a Pesach. What about the morning? That is the very interesting Machlokas, which we had back in Maseches Zvachim. Machlokas Tanoim. This seems to be the lundus behind the Machlokas, Yud Aleph Amabez, the Mishnah in Zvachim. HaPesach Sheshachto Shachris Ba'arba'a Asar Shelo Lishmo. What if you shechted it Erev Pesach morning? Erev Pesach morning. So is that considered bismano or shalom bismano? That's the shaila. A Pesach shalom bismano could be a shlamim. Right? Well, that's the first mission in Zvachim. What the first mission in Zvachim say? All Zvachim leishach shalom lishmar kasher, but they didn't count for the bialim except for Pesach bismano v'chatas b'cholzman. What is Pesach bismano? When is it going to be pasul? So Rabbi Yoshua is machshir in the morning. Kilu nishchat b'shlosha asar. It's not the bisman yet. In the morning, it's not the time for the current Pesach, and therefore, it would be kosher. It's considered shechting a Pesach shelo bismano. Ben Besera posel, kilu nishcha bein harabayim. Ben Besera says, no, it's as if you shechted it in the afternoon. It's the morning. So, it's as if you shechted it in the afternoon, therefore, if you shecht the Pesach shelo lishmo, Pesach morning, it's going to be pasul. What do you mean? You can't shech the Korban Pesach now. L'shei Pesach, if you'd have done it, l'shma, wouldn't have worked. Shech it in the morning. Ah, and then the Shimon ben Azai quotes, I have a Mesorah from the 70s of Zakenim, that about this as well. Okay, what's the issue? So he quoted that Rav Schechter likes to quote this issue in, he has an article, likes to quote it. We like to quote this Rav Schechter. In Eretz HaTzvi, in Simen Yud, sometimes you have the concept of a Chefza Shal Mitzvah even before the time for the Kiyam HaMitzvah comes. Right? And this is an example of that. It's already a Korban Pesach, even though you can't be makar of the Korban Pesach yet. It already gets the Chaloshim Korban Pesach on the morning of, at least according to one of the Tanaim. Where else does this come up? Rashi. Rashi in... We'll go backwards first. Rashi Masechta Sukkah. We'll do the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah quotes the Halacha that if somebody wants to use a shofar of Avodah Zarah on Rosh Hashanah, of shofar of a goy of Avodah Zarah, because that could be mevutal. Shofar of Avodah Zarah, a Jew can never be mevutal, can never be nullified, as we saw in Masechta Avodah Zarah. But of a goy, it can be. You have to make sure that the non-Jew is mevatel the shofar, the Avodah Zarah of the shofar before Yantav starts. Before Yantav starts. Ask the Bir Halacha, why before Yantav starts? Why not just before the morning? You can't blow shofar at night. So why can't you do it just before the morning? Before Amud HaShachar of Rosh Hashanah. So the Bir Halacha quotes Rashi in Sukkah, I think it's the Flamed Gimel, where Rashi quotes, no, various halachas regarding getting your Hadas ready, that you have to have it ready by when Yantav starts. I Hadas, Lulav, you can't shake a Lulav till the next morning. The answer is no, because the status of a Lulav, the status of a shofar, might start at night, even though you cannot fulfill the actual mitzvah until the next day. Just one final example. He has a couple more here, but one final example that that is quoted is, what about the mitzvah of milah? These are about the chefza shel mitzvahs. But when does the mitzvah of milah start? Meaning, when does the shem arel start? You definitely can't do the milah until the day 8. Day 8. So, and days, the first couple of days, there is for sure is no chiyah mitzvahs milah, and there's no status of arel. And that's why the Gemara says that if you have a kohen, a katan, you could smear him with truma oil on the first 7 days. Even though he's not a mahul, and truma is usur, but still, he's not an arel yet. He's not a mahul, but he's not an arel yet. And day 8, you cannot until he gets a milah. Because then there's a shem arel, and there's a chiyah mahul. What about, the Yerushalmi has a suffix, what about Leil Ches? What about the night of? The night before the bris. What's the suffix? So it might be this issue. Does the status of Arel kick in even before the Chi of Mitzvahs Milah kick in? That's the suffix. And so I like to say that maybe that's where the idea on a halachic level, the idea of a Vachnacht, of saying Hamalach and all the Minag of needing Shmira. Maybe it's not just a Kabbalistic, but maybe halachically, maybe he has a Shem Arel now. And if he has a Shem Arel, so then he needs the protection, because he's not doing the Mila yet. So that's all suggested about when the Shem Pesach starts. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara now, via Abaya. Abaya Amar. Abaya, so according to Rashi, this is going back. It's going back on the original, right? The Stira and Reb Elazar. Let's go back. This is answering the most recent question, but it's also going to answer the original question, because we're going to come up with another Yesod in Reb Elazar's Shita that's going to answer up all the questions. Again, what was the original Stira? In our Mishnah, Reb Elazar said that if you're mafresh a female for an Ola, and that Ola has a baby boy, has a male, you could give that animal as a carbon Ola. While in the next mission on tomorrow's daf, the Vlad Tmuras Asham, you have to wait till it gets a mum. Why can't you be mock of that animal? So we had one answer, Zlav Davka. We had another answer, depends what the mother is. So we have a third answer. Abaya Amar Lo Palag Midi. No, there's no distinction. De Gemiri. This is the Mesorah that he has. Lo Makam Shaha Moser Holech. Holech Havlad Holech. Wherever the Mosar of this carbon would go, whatever you would do with the Mosar, that's what you would do with the Vlad. So, La'achar ha-Pesach to Mosar Karev Shlamim, Vlad Nami Karev Shlamim. After Pesach, if you have a Mosar Pesach, right, leftover carbon Pesach, so you would give that as a Shlamim. So the Vlad Nami is also hooked up as a Shlamim. That's why in the Seifa of this Brisa, that's what he says. He only argues in the Seifa case. Avol Lefnei Pesach, but before Pesach, what would the mother be hooked as? L'demei Pesach. But L'demei Pesach, meaning if you have Moser Pesach before Pesach, it would go for somebody else's Pesach. So V'lanami L'demei Pesach. So it always goes exactly what the Moser would go for. And therefore, so too Rashi adds in, if you look at the Rashi with the medium lines, Rashi says this also goes back to answer the earlier questions. Look on the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5th, 5th medium line in Rashi. Hilkach, gabi mafrish nekeva la ola. If you're mafrish nekeva, ki hechi de im hifrish ola. Vinis kaper ba'acheres, kreva shnia ola. Tana daven inhu. You could be makr of the other one. If you're mafrish this one, vitravayu chazu vlad olanami. If you have extra olas, they would go as an ola, so the vlad olanami. If we were mafresh in the cave as an ola, it could be karav, dumi de mosar. Gabi asham nami, what about the next Mishnah? De mosar asham roe, vlad tumuras nami, for tumuras asham nami roe. It always goes by what the mosar is. Whatever the mosar, whatever the leftover karbanas at this moment would you do with them. You have to let them graze, you have to be makar of them. As what? So too, that's the halachas of a vlad. That explains the difference between the two in the brisa on top of a manalef, and explains the stira between asham and ola. Good. Masiv vayter. So is this really true? Masiv evrok for barchama umiamrina. Do we say this? Do we say miamrina mideime ledeme vlad nami ledeme? In our case, let's say the case of the brisa that a pesach before pesach. So it said, because the mother has to graze and you use the money to buy Pesach, so to the Vlad. Do you really say that? There's never a case where the mother is dumim and the kid is actual goof. Batanya, hamafrish negeva la Pesach, hi uvladoseha, yiru ashi istavu, vi machru, vi avi, bidemeyan Pesach. So Tana Kama says, if your mafish are covering a nekeva for a covering Pesach, it and its vlados, you have to wait till the edemum, and you bring with all the dumb Pesach. Rebbe Lazar Omer, who wants bo yikra Pesach? The baby could be hooked up as a covering Pesach. Right? That doesn't fit to the rule. The ahacha, dimila demay, the mother is a female. The female is obviously going to be sold. It's only ledamim. V'yam Rebbe Lazar, who wants bo kara Pesach? V'lo mukminam le bi'ime. And you're not mokim it as its mother. Right, so you see there's a difference between the mother can have kedushas damim and the baby could have kedushas aguf. Didn't we just say that according to Balazar you can't have that? So Amar Ravina, no. In that case of the brisa, we're misunderstanding. There's a big detail that's missing. B'mafrish behemamu beres askinan. That's a case where there was a pregnant female that you were mafrish as a current Pesach. So there, the baby can be hukrav. Why? Rabbi Elazar Sabak, Rabbi Yochanan, to Amar Imshiro Mishuyar, Rabbi Yochanan holds that if you designated a karbon, you were makdash a behemamu beres, and you left over the ubar to be a different kedusha than the mother, it works. That means shiro mishuyar. Rashi quotes that Gemara. De ubar lav yerachimohu. Because in that regard, the ubar is not considered a limb of the mother, it can be different kedushas. The imohi de lo kacha kedushas aguf avalhi kacha, but it can be. We'll say one thing. But let's just finish. Amalei Marzutra Breder of Mari Ravina. They said to Ravina, Hachnai Mistava. This makes sense. Behema Muberes Askida. That we're talking about Behema Muberes. Well, I mean the Tani he Vladoseha. Shvamina. So it must be that the Gemara knew that Brisa was talking about a case of pregnant. The Brisker Rav here, we don't have time to go into all of it, but the Brisker Rav on page, not here, but on page Nunches, in the Chidushim al Rambam, the Brisker Rav says, we know from elsewhere that, let's say you have a female animal that you shechted, and there's a baby inside, has the same status as the mother. What about a chatas? A chatas is a chatas mu'uberes that you shechted. So the kid also has the status of a chatas. Once you shechted, they do the same thing with the meat and all the halachas involved. But here, Rabbi Yochanan says that if it can be separated, the mother and the child, because of uber lav yerech imahu. So the Brisker Rav says, I think we mentioned this a couple of last week or so. If you look at all the Rambams about Uber Yerachim or Lav Yerachim, it's not so clear that he holds of one, and it's consistent. So says the Brisker Rav, you have to be mechalik that even though you hold that Uber Lav Yerachim in this context, like Rabbi Yochanan says, that's only in terms of the Maisa Hagdasha. Regarding the Hagdasha, it could be separated, even though regarding the Hakrava, it could be called one animal. Uber Lav Yerachim does not mean that you have to hold that throughout. There can be do you consider them separate units, lagabe, the original Hakdasha? You can say that, even though you consider it one unit, lagabe, the actual Hakrava and the Hakzara on the Mizbeach. He says, V'im uber lav yerech imahu, ika al avlad chalos maisa hektish bifnei atzmo, v'havin shnei hakdeshos ha'em v'havlad, avol bedin, but that's regarding the Gavra. Aval b'din karbanos. Halo zevadaya de ha'ubar v'ha'im chad karbaninu. Afim uber lav yerech imo. When you designated a female chatas, which we were supposed to do, and she was pregnant. Let's say I'm makdash a female chatas. What? I gave two karbanos to the base of Mikdash. I'm going to get two tax deductions? No, I'm going to get one. I might lundis have made them, you know, two acts of hakdasha, but lemaisa misata karbon, it's one animal. V'hu karv agav imo af kishe hukdas b'fnei atzmo, ukemivor b'tzmura, mikal makam ukarv agav ha'im, o mishub dekal adin shel uber yerech imo v'lav yerech imo, eno shayach rak ledin hekdeshos, avo bedin karbonos, v'chalos maisa hakrava, vaday deha uber nefshav keecha mevareha, v'shayach le'imo bedin hakrava, v'chad karboninu. And he says, look in tzmura daf yotes. He talks about what's the machlokas between the laws and the rabban about mafresh shekiva lepisco. Talks about our gemara, and he says this is the din, and this helps explain the sheet of the Rambam, putting a couple of Rambams together. Okay, and we're going to just look. Rav Shach does not like that brisker of looking tamura perak dalat al chazayin, but we're going to continue. Says the gemara, Amar Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina. We finished all the answers, so now we're going back to the Mishnah. What did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said, if you're mafresh in a keva for an ola, Rabbi Elazar says, if that animal has a baby, you can bring that baby as a male, as a karban. So Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina says, that's right by ola, but he doesn't say it by the following. Umode, Rabbi Elazar, b'mafresh in a keva la asham, de'ein bina karav asham. If you're mafresh in a keva for an asham, which also requires a male, that it cannot be brought as an asham. Right? Ola works, asham does not work. The question is, Pshita, well, why would I have thought otherwise? Why did I know that Rabbi Elazar agrees by Nekeva La'ola? Why does that work? As we said, the mother has shaychus to the carbon ola, and therefore you could say that the baby is directly brought as a carbon ola. But an asham has no shaychus to a Nekeva. It's totally nidche. It's totally tainted. So there, what did I know? Of course, the baby's coming come from kedusha re'u'a. The baby's coming from a very faulty kedusha. So of course, you're not going to give the baby. So what's the chiddush of Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina? So Gemara says, no. Ilav da'ash be'ina, and if he wouldn't have told me this, hava amina, I would have thought that the reason for Rabbi Elazar is a different reason. Not because the mother has shaychus. Hava amina, time of Rabbi Elazar, lavishum deshem ola alimo. It's not because the mother has shaychus to what you want to bring the baby for. Elamishum dechaziv la lakrava. Forget the mother. Could this baby be brought for the carbon that you originally wanted? That's it. So ola, yes. Shla asham, yes. That's it. Vainami chaziv lakrava. I wouldn't have focused on the source. I would have just focused on lamaisa. This baby right now, could it fit to your original hakdasha? Yes. Good. That's what I would have said. Kamash Malan, we don't say that. Kamash Malan, Hakdasha, the original Hakdasha, plays a role. Period. Says the Gemara, Ihachi, if that's true, that's the Chiddush, that because it has to do with the source, Ihachi, Adamash Malan, De'ein Bina Karav Asham. So there's even bigger Chiddush, Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina could have said. And we would have known the asham. Not why does he tell me that if you're mafresh to keep it for an asham, it can't be brought as an asham. Nishma'inan de'im b'nakar of ola. Say that it can't even be brought as an ola, which a lot of times with the mother does have a shaykhus to ola. Right? An asham, right? An asham shenitek l'ri'ya. All those five cases of ashamos turn into olas. So the mother here has shaykhus to an ola. And if you would tell me you can't bring it as an ola, the baby, I would, where the mother has shaykhus, kol shekein, you can't bring it as an asham. So why didn't you say the bigger chiddush? Nishmina de'im b'nakar of ola, v'hu adin la'asham. Wouldn't have that been a bigger chiddush than I would have known? Says the Gemara, no. Yeshmina an ola, if it would have said ola, I would have limited it. Havamina ola hu de lo karva de lo akdasha la'ima kiddushas ola. I would have said, no, maybe an ola cannot work because you weren't makdish the mother with kiddushas ola. You said asham. There's significance to the explicit Hakdasha as well. Not just about Lumdis conceptually, what might it change into? Here, if you would have said you can't bring it as an Ola, you would have said maybe only Dafka and Ola. Aval Asham, Aim of Vladkar Asham. But maybe the mother, the baby would be able to be brought as an Asham. Kamash Malan. Kamash Malan, you can't. That's why it has to say Beferish, the case of Asham. Again, each of these are svaras. Why would I have said, why? There's significance to the original Hakdasha in terms of what it might turn into one day, in terms of what you said. All of these are important factors in the Hakdasha. Twanhara. There is a machlokas rishonim. Tosfos holds that if what happens in these cases, mafresh nekevela ola, mafresh nekevela asham, there's an issur daraisa called being makdish balmum lemizbeach. If I'm makdish balmum, it's issur daraisa. Parshas Emor. What happens if you're mafresh nekeva? Do you violate the issur daraisa? Do you violate the issur daraisa of being makdish balmum by nekeva? The arsameach, Tosfos says yes. The arsameach assumes that our Gemara assumes no. Because if you say that Hakdashas Balmum includes Lahakdish Nekeva, so then how could our Gemara even have a Havamina? That by Mafresh Nekeva La Asham, you know, you would be able to bring the baby as a carbon. Basically, it's tainted with an Avera. And we have elsewhere that you can't bring a carbon it doesn't use the Lashon Mitzvah Baba Avera, but it's basically that concept. So what would be the Havamina that you'd be able to bring these animals? And the Gemara says, you would have thought, but it's Kamash Milan, the problem is the lumpness, that the mother is not connected to the carbon, but the problem is not Mitzvah Baba Avera. So the Arsameach assumes that Hakdashas Balmum Mizbeach is only by a carbon that's in the world, it's in the Parsha, but there's a problem with it. But if it's totally it's not even shayach, a female? So that's not, doesn't even get to first base, and therefore you do not violate the iser of Hakdashas Balmum, Lagabe Amizbeach, by being mafresh enekeva. So that's the Arsameach. The Arsameach says that, and that's his maskana. He argues on Tosfos, he thinks our Gemara is a raya brura against that concept. But other achronim, so the Biuri Adaf here quotes other achronim, the truth is Ginas Bisan, in Yonah Dioma. Ginas Bisan. Getting into, he says no. He says the problem, the other Gemaras that say, of course, the Gemara that says later on that there's a problem with bringing a carbon that had Avera in its history is only by Tmura. Because by Tmura, this animal, the whole purpose, what was Tmura? You want to be Makdish, this animal. The Hakdasha came through an Avera, and the Hakdasha was the Avera. That you wanted to be Makdish, this instead of the other one. So that's where there's a problem. That's the Avera that would hold back and be ma'akiv your later mitzvah. But if you stam did an Avera earlier, maybe that does not adhere in the carbon. It wouldn't be a problem. Like here, what happened here? Your Avera was heavy. You're Makdish Balmum. But it's not that the trying to be Makdish itself was the Avera. The problem was what you were Makdish. Fine. But it's not the act of Hakdash that you tried to do this. That's more inherent, and that would prevent the later mitzvah from being done. But if it's a case just Hakdash Balmum, it wouldn't be a problem. It does not adhere, which relates to mitzvah babaveir sugyas, whether objects have that status that adhere, right? Matzah gezula and sukkah gezula, and all the cases whether it applies. So we discussed way back in sukkah daftes over there is an important minchas chinuch on sukkah, but we'll leave it at that. Okay, let's continue. Says the Mishnah. Hamafish nekeva la'asham. Here's our case, but now we'll get it. Hamafish nekeva la'asham. Tirach etistai v'timach rav yaveh v'demeh asham. Somebody's mafish nekeva for an asham. You have to wait till it gets a mum. And bring damim as an asham. V'im karav ashamo. Let's say after you were mafish nekeva, you got a regular asham and you brought it like you were supposed to. What do you do with this nekeva? Yiplu damav l'nedava. Then you sell it and you bring an ola with the money. Reb Shimon Omer, timacher shalo b'mum. Reb Shimon says, you don't even have to wait for it to get a mum. If you're mafish a nekeva for an asham, and then you bring another one, just take this female and sell it because it only achieved kedushas damim in the first place. It did not achieve kedushas aguf because it was totally not shayach. Says the Gemara, v'lam alitis toif. So why did the Tanakhama say that it has to get a mum? Timacher, let it be sold. Kimet lo chazi lo milsei hainu muma. Right? It wasn't chazi, so it was like hek hikdim muma lehekdesho. So it should have only achieved kedushas damim. So Rav Yehuda amar Rav hainu taima daamrinan migu denachta la kedushas damim nachta nami kedushas aguf. No, since it got kedushas damim, so it automatically gets kedushas aguf as well. That's the sheet of the Tanakhama. Kedushas damim, therefore you have to wait till it gets a mum. Amar Rava zoso meres hikdish zachil adamav. This is telling me if you're makdish, we had this earlier. If your makdish is zachar, let's say a real regular animal, a makdish it only for kedushas damim. Tough luck on me. Kadosh kedushas aguf. It automatically is like pasha kedusha bakula. Kedushas aguf, kedushas damim becomes kedushas aguf. Let's just try to do a little more, and then we'll match an interesting topic if we have time. Itmar hikdish zacher l'damav. Rav Kana amar kodesh klushes aguf. Rav amar eino kodesh klushes aguf. V'hadar bei Rava, and then Rava was choser bo and said it is kodesh klushes aguf. Lidder Rav Kahana midrav Yudah marav. Rava was choser to Rav Kahana based on our case, based on the Rav's explanation of our Tanakama that it achieves kedushas haguf. Period. By the way, kedushas haguf not to be makrav, obviously. It's a wrong carbon, but that's what Rashi says. First Rashi on the Gemara: Natli nam kedushas haguf la hamilsa to bayamum. In a limited way, it has kedushas haguf. At least for this idea that you have to wait till it gets a mum. You know what? Let's stop there in the Gemara, and then I could just talk about one thing, and then we'll continue with the Gemara Bezer tomorrow. The Gemara Pesachim tells us that you're not allowed bisman hazeh to say zeh lePesach. Right on the Seder, right, almost the Shloshim Yom Lefnei Achag, right, we say, Matzazu, Al Shoma, right, then Mar is Al Shoma, Pesach, Al Shom. We don't point. Why? Because the Gemara, Im Sachem, Adafn and Gimel, where the Gemara says, On Dafnun Gimel, Amar Rav Yudah Marav, Asur Lo LaAdam Sheyomer Baser Zela Pesachu, Mivnei Shenira Kemakdish Behemto, Vochel Kachim Bachutz. You're not allowed to do that. Rashi says, Afilu Shchuta Kvar. Even if it's already shechted, it's already shechted meat, which you, right, you can't, you could put Zela Pesach, it's already shechted. It's still, it's an extension. The Rush there says, Vidafka Gedi Otle Haru'uyin LePesach. Only by animals that can be used for Pesach, theoretically, a gedi or a tle. What about chicken, zela Pesach? So the Rosh would say no problem. The Rosh would say no Pesach. Ah, zela Pesach. Let's say you're buying before in the store before Pesach. Ah, zela Pesach. I'm getting this for the Seder. So the Rosh would say no problem. According to Rashi, the Torah says, according to Rashi, it sounds like anything. Because even shchuta kvar, when you didn't shech this in the Azara, it's not really the Pesach. Shchuta kvar, right? So maybe you were makdish it beforehand. People are gonna think. Shulchan Aruch says in Tuf Samach Tes, Asur Lomar Ashuma Abehema Bein Chaya Bein Shchuta Baser LePesach Vishenira Kekdishu Michayim LeKaren Pesach Vanimsa Ochel Kachem Bachutz Eliyora Baser Zel Yomtov Rama. I'm sorry, but the Shulchan Aruch adds Avol Mutzer Lomar Chitim Elu LePesach. We can say these cookies for Pesach. There's a limit. Shum behema bein chaya bein shchuta. Basel, any animal. He says, any animal, right? It doesn't limit it, right? So what's the difference between other animals, even ones that are not kosher, l'karban Pesach, versus wheat? What's the difference? So the Magen Avraham right here on Tav Samach Teh says, because people are going to see animals, they're going to see migdu denachta klushas damim, nachta klushas haguf. And that's why there's more of a Maris Ayin by animals. But by wheat, people aren't going to think that, because people know that you're always makdish that originally for Kedushas Damim, and therefore there's no issue. But that's what the Magen Avraham says right here. Let me just see if I can find you the line. And if not, we'll just stop here. So he quotes the Machlokas between Rashi and the Rush. And he says, "Tzarech lama da'afshi isbrul shekdishal d'mei pesach ain isra b'achilaso shayomur shapado oso d'kushas damim yishlo pidyon avak shemakdish behema amrinan hikdish zacher l'dam of kadosh kushas aguf vein lo pidyon imken yomur shochel kachem achutz v'gabe chitim nami haro asaver shekdushas kadoshim kushas aguf l'menachus avish emes ain okein." He continues and discusses. But anyway, he quotes that line of our Gemara in this context. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Parsha Shir tonight. Bashir tonight again, Bez Hashem, and we'll continue with Tumur Daf Chaf, Bez Hashem tomorrow.